Beis Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of prayer in the Sefer Havah, the Book of Love, which continue the theme of the previous Perek, which they would discuss five things that are ma'akib, that are critical. In contrast, in this Perek, we discuss certain things that are the initial, ideal way of davening. Rambam gives halacha regarding discussing the general categories that we're going to discuss. There's eight things that the one who's davening is supposed to be careful and to do them. But if it was in a pressing situation, or beyond his control, or he violated and did not do these things, they're not critical, as we said regarding the previous parak. And they are amidah standing, towards the base of mikdash, preparing the body, preparing the clothing, preparing the place, regarding the equaling of the voice, regarding bowing, and regarding prostrating. As Ramagan's halacha beis, discussing the first item of amida regarding standing. Says Ram Ketzad, what is that? So Emes Baal Emla Umad, once dominating Shemayin Eretz, should only be doing standing. Hayesh Besvin, if he was sitting on a boat, a bagola on a wagon, Im Yechalamed Yamed, if he could stand, he should stand. Vimlav, if not, Yeshivim Kamim Bispaal, then he should sit in this place and daven. Chayla, sick person, Bispaal could daven a fellow Sheikh about Sidi, even if he's laying on his side, who as long as Sheyochal Chav Nestaita, he's stipulating that he could focus his thoughts. So if someone's thirsty or hungry, they're included in sick people. That is, if he could focus his thoughts, then Yisbal like a daven. But if not, Al Yisbal shouldn't daven. Not sure Yechal Yisht until he eats and he drinks. If someone's riding on the animal, even there actually be someone who could hold this animal, Lo Yerish not come down from his animal to stand and daven, because if he's going to come down, the fact that he's being held up is actually going to make him more disturbed. Rather, he should sit in his place and daven, that his thoughts should be focused and settled when he davens. Regarding the next item of Neuchich HaMikdash, facing towards the temple, Ketzer Hauso. So, if someone was out of Eretz Yisrael, he faces towards the land of Israel and he davens. If he's in Eretz Yisrael itself, he faces his face towards Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, HaMikdash gets more fine-tuned as you're going in that general direction. He faces towards the base of Mikdash. If he's in the temple, then he faces his face towards the holiest of holies. Suma, blind person, or if someone doesn't know how to direct what direction he's facing, or if a mahalach basfina was going on a boat, then he should just focus his heart towards the divine presence and daven, even though he might not be facing towards the base of Mikdash. Halacha dal, the next item, tikkun aguf, preparing the body, ketz at household. So k'shu'amid betfila, when he's standing for davening, tzarch l'chaven esragl b'zu b'tzadzu, has to focus his feet that they should be side by side. So you're preparing your body. V'neitin enav l'mata, his eyes should be given towards lower down. Kilu mabit l'artz, as if he's looking at the ground. V'yili b'pani l'mala, his heart should be open towards what's above him. Kilu emid b'shamayim, as if he's standing in heaven. U'menich yadov aliboy, and he should put his hands on his chest, on his heart, kefusin, that are bound, hayimonis ala smolis, the right hand over the left hand. V'omid kevel lefnei rabbi, that's clasping his hands, he's standing like a servant in front of his master. Be'emo be'yidu v'fachad, with fear, with awe, with trepidation. V'lo yinich yadov al chalotzim, and he should not put his hands on his hips. That's very callous in the way of standing in front of Hashem. Halochay, the next item, tikkun ha'malbushim, preparing one's clothing, ketzer hauso. So masakar malbush of tchila, a person should first prepare his clothing, umitzayin atzmoy, umahadr, and he should stand out, and he should dress himself up. Shlomek says a pasuk in Tehillim, mishtach vol Hashem, bow to Hashem, bahadras kodesh, in a holy glory, and that is in a beautiful way of dressing. The liyamid bitfilo about pundase, he shouldn't stand for his davening in his undershirt, v'liberesh magula, not with his bareheaded, v'liberesh magula, not with barefoot. If the way of that people of that place, that they don't stand in front of great people, only if they're wearing shoes, then it's a problem not wearing the shoes. Now, in all places, you shouldn't be holding tefillin in your hand, or the sefer in his arm, davin. The reason they should leave it to him because his thoughts are going to be perturbed. He doesn't want to drop these holy items. So, they shouldn't hold on to vessels or monies in his hands. Because again, you don't want to drop these things, but it's taking away your attention from your tefillah. Avol mespalahu, but a person could daven v'lulav biyadoi, and he could be holding his lulav in his hand b'maisachag during the days of Sukkot. Nishu mitzvah sayim, because it's the mitzvah of the day, and it's not going to distract him from the tefillah. Hayamasoi al roishoi. If let's say he had a load on his head, begizim on tefillah, and it's time to daven. Say ma yipachas marba kav. And if the load was not so heavy, it was less than 4 kav, a certain measurement. So mavshil lachayiv mispalbei. He could throw it over his back, and he could be wearing it, and he could be davening at the same time. But if it was 4 kav, then manich al gabei karka, then he's got to put it down on the ground, and then he could daven. The way of the sages and their students, they only daven when they're cloaked in a talis. Halach above, continuing with the next item, tikkun ha-mokam, preparing the place, ketzad, how so? So yamid ba-mokam, namach, a person should stand in a low place, v'yachz upon him, he should turn his face towards the wall, v'tzorach leftei chalayin, he has to open up windows, or entryways, keneg Yerushalayim, facing towards Yerushalayim, k'dei l'spal keneged, that he should daven towards them. Shlomik says the pasuk in Daniel, V'chavin pesichon lei, and windows will open for him, be Elise in his upper story, neged Yerushalayim, in his loft, facing towards Yerushalayim. V'kevei mokam letfilah. So Talmud should always have a permanent place where he davens. V'imis baal b'charbi shouldn't daven in a dilapidated building. V'lo echad beisak nes is not behind the shul. Elim ken hechz upon him beisak nes is only if he's facing towards the shul. V'asal eishah b'tzaro imed b'tfilah is not a sit on the side of someone who's standing in prayer, or he lavel upon the board to pass in front of him, until he distances himself a distance of 4 amas. Halacha zayin, he shouldn't stand in an elevated platform of 3 tefachim, of 3 handbreadths height, a yeso more than that, bispal and daven, not on a bed, not on a chair, not on a bench, not on a chair. Now, hayibin gavaya, but if it was an elevated structure, so, but if it was 4 amas square, which is the measurement of what a house is, so then it's like an upper story, and you're allowed to daven even though it's above the ground. So, let's say it was surrounded with walls from all sides, even though it wasn't 4 amas square, it was less than that, you're allowed to daven in that, because the height is not recognizable, because it's its own area, it's its own cubicle, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. Halacha ches, who manin, regarding the workers, the craftsmen, show you oisin malacha b'reisha ilan, that they're doing their work on the top of a tree, or b'reisha nidvach, or on the top of a row of bricks, or b'reisha kresel, or the top of a wall. V'giz matvil, it came time to daven. Yerdin lamato mispalin, they should come down and daven, and then mechiz malach, and then they go back to their work, because you can't really focus your tefillah when you're standing because of the fear that you might fall. But if it's the top of an olive tree, or the top of a fig tree, then and then they could have it in their place. It's a great effort to come down. And also, because of so many branches, it's not as concerning to fall as a regular tree. What do they daven? So, if these workers weren't getting paid any actual money, they were actually working for food, and they were getting just a meal out of it, so mispalon shalish tefillah, so they could daven all 3 prayers. Shal tasha esrei brachas of the full shemayne esrei, the 19 brachas, because we're not concerned that now the employer is losing out because they don't get paid so much. So they could take the time out to come down and to daven the whole shemayne esrei. Hayis mischadim, but if they were getting paid for their wages for their work, then mispalon havinenu, then they have to daven this abridged shemayne esrei, this abridged tefillah of havinenu, which was brought in the second parak halacha gimel. But Rabbeinu, either way, any type of a worker in Yodlam Fneateba should not be davening for the Amid, they don't do Birchas Ka'anim as Ka'anim, because that's going to take too much time taking away from their employer. Lachat test, the next item of Ashvas HaKoil. Ideally, one should have this equalized voice. Kate said, what's that? So, it shouldn't amplify his voice when he's davening. And so, he shouldn't daven just in his heart, which is not enunciating it, not too loud, not too low. And machatachat dvar besvas, rather he should enunciate the words with his lips. Umashmeil asdem balachash, and he should hear it with his ears as a whisper. So when he's davening shemayne esrei, you don't want to scream it. At the same time, you have to actually say it. It shouldn't be like you're not saying any sound at all. V'leishmeikayle, but his voice shouldn't be heard. Elim ken hayichayle, only if he was ill. Oishayin yochal chavnas liboy, or he can't focus at shemayikayle until he says it out loud. Harizah mutter then is permitted. Ubavach lei betzib, as long as not with a minion. Because then they're going to be disturbed from his voice. But when you're by yourself, even though ideally you do it balachash, then you can do it out loud. Halacha yod, the next item, kriya, regarding bowing. So Kate said, how so? So Hamaspal, when someone's davening shemayne esrei, kredeya chamish kriyas b'chol tefillah tefillah. He bows 5 bows at every single shemayne esrei. that is bebracha rishon, the first bracha of Magen Avos, of Magen Avram. You have betchil b'sayif in the beginning when you say bracha Hashem, at the end when you say bracha Hashem, that first bracha. By the bracha meidim betchil b'sayif when you say meidim, and then at the end bracha Hashem atev shemcha l'chana haydus. That's four. When you finish the Shemayin Esrei, so you bow, you take three steps backwards, when he's as he's bowing, he gives greetings as a leaving from Hashem to his left, then to his right, and he lifts up his head from his bowing. Now, when he bows these four bowings in the Shemayin Esrei, he bows by the word baruch, so we kneel and then we bow. When he stands up straight, he stands up straight by Hashem's name. But when we say this, that it's only 4/5 times, is beheaded by a regular person. Of a kohen gadol, but by the high priest, he actually bows down in the beginning and the end of every single bracha. The melchli king, once he bowed down by the first bracha, he does not lift up his head until he finishes his whole davening. Because the whole point of the bowing is the self-abnegation, which the greater person is, the more he has to humble himself. So a kohen gadol is more, and a melech is even more than that, and therefore his bowing is more than everyone else. Now, as a clarification, why when he takes three steps back after the Shemayin Esrei does he take leave by saying shalom to his left first? The reason is who yamin shekineged panim. Person's left is the right of the person or entity that he's facing. Claim in other words, when he's standing in front of the king, he first gives the greeting to the right of the king, which the melech amlochem hakadosh baruch hu. So first to his left, which is Hashem's right, and then to the left of the king. And they established that a person should take leave from his prayer, the way a person takes leave from the king. All these bowings, the person has to bend down until all the vertebrae in the spine stick out in his back. He should make himself like a rainbow, like bent over. Now, if he bends over a little bit and it pains him, and it's visible that he's bowing as much as he's able to, then in the chayshu doesn't have to be concerned, and that can be enough. The last one, hishtechavoya, prostrating, ketzet hauso. So after he lifts up his head from the fifth bowing, which is when he takes the three steps back, yeshiv lo'aretz, he sits on the ground, benoifel upon the arza, and he falls on his face on the ground, umeschanen b'chol tachanunim she'irtza, and he supplicates with all the supplications that he wants to, which that's the, what we call tachnun nefil sapayim. Now, kriya mur b'chomokim, when we always talk about bowing, is al brikayim, our on the knees. Kida is a different type, is alapayim, which a person stands straight up and he only tilts his face and his face goes onto the ground without being on his knees. Shtachavaya, which we're talking about right now, prostrating is a pisha darmaglam, that's stretching out his hands and his feet. Achanim tzimutal upon the bar, so that he's totally laying flat on the ground with his face on the earth. So this thing that we're discussing, when he falls on his face after davening, now there are those who do this kida, which is this type of a bow from the waist down and the face goes onto the ground. So it's nefil sapayim. But there are those who do prostrating, totally flat on the ground. Now, but it's forbidden to do this prostrating on stones, ilba mikdash, only in the temple. Like we explained the laws of idolatry in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Now, a distinguished personality is not allowed to fall on his face, this tachnun, unless he knows that he's righteous by himself, like the righteous Yeshua ben Nun. But he is allowed to tilt his face a little bit, and he does not push his face into the ground. And it's permitted for a person to daven in one place, and to do falling on the face somewhere else. Let's say he's davening with a stone, and he wants to go where there's no stone, then he's allowed to do that. It's a widespread custom amongst all the Jewish people. We don't do this falling on the face. Not mincha of right before Shabbos, and not the mincha of right before of Yom Tov, because all these are celebrated times, and you don't want to increase supplications at these times. And neither Ma'ariv of every single day. The reason for that is because Nefilat Zapayim is a symbol of judgment, and at nighttime, where it's a total time of judgment, which would be too much judgment. And but the yesh yechidim shenefam apaneim ba'arbes are individuals that they do fall on their face even by ma'ariv. Now, only by Yom Kippurim, they fall on their face by every single prayer. It's a day of supplication and of request and of fasting, and therefore that would be the one that they would do by all the different tefillahs, which would be specifically in Yom Kippurim.